Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. Here I'm in Almería Mar, in Spain, in the El Ejido district of Andalusia, that major province of southern Spain. So Almería Mar is near a small city called Almería. It's got an airport. Málaga is over 2 hours by road from here. And yeah, so this is to some extent a resort town. But these mostly Spaniards are on holiday here, then their school holiday begins. So plenty of yachts in the marina, quite small ones. They can berth over 1,100 yachts. That doesn't mean give birth, that's birth with an E in the middle. And you know, just judging by the car registrations, yeah, definitely the majority of people from Spain. And yes, of course, tourists quite often rent cars, which means the Spanish registration will show up. I've seen a Ukrainian car. I can't think which other European countries I've seen from. All right. So, yeah, it's sort of mid-market here. The lager-lout element isn't here. More's the pity. So, what can I say? On the Mediterranean coast, of course, I don't know my Costa Brava from my Costa Blanca from my Costa del Sol. But, we're not near Marbella. Methinks that's the opposite direction from Malaga. So I hear a lot of Spanish spoken, because I know there's some places in Spain where if you say to someone, buenos dias, they'll say, you what, mate? Because it's just so anglophone. The German tourists here, Swedish tourists have seen a Swedish flag on the yacht there. What else? Well, the French don't come this far south in Spain. I was in Catalonia last year. And yesteryear I noticed some French license plates, because about 3 hour drive from the French border. Yeah, what else? So Germans in significant numbers who enjoy a good reputation for making the most effort to master the Spanish language. So there are British people here, particularly from Ireland. And what else? So having a bit of siesta. And the beaches aren't fantastic. It's not white virginal sand or indeed golden sands. It's slightly grainy, you know. It's somewhere between pebble and sand. Look at this couple here. Is it okay posing for their wedding photos? But I haven't seen a church around me. The decline of Christianity, particularly the Catholic denomination in Spain, in my life is one of the most notable features. And there are a number of small marinas like this, and you see some fish swimming right in there. The price we pay for that is the water is a bit oily when you go to the beaches. And they're not these deck chairs. You kind of need to bring your own chair or little shade or something like that. So it's an unpretentious town. You can tell it's kind of almost all late 20th century. It doesn't offer that much. It's historical. The architecture isn't fantastic. And Almería itself was a bit better. So Almería Mar, as in sea, is El Mar. And so what can I say? It's not boiling. It's got that pleasing sea breeze. But, you know, July and August is going to get more than a trifle close. So I wouldn't recommend it. Noah does bullfighting around here, which is an awful pity, but not if you're a bovine, I suppose. So some pubs and things like that. In Italian restaurant, Muelle 13, as in, is it mole 13? Not mole as in on your face, or indeed the small gentleman in black velvet. But isn't there some sort of like artificial island or jetty or something? There's mole. It's the same in French. Okay, what else? So, yeah, somewhat recommended, but you know, it's a bit forgettable. It could be anywhere really on the Mediterranean. Nowhere with palm trees is all bad. So it's not too pricey, you can say that for it. And there's some language schools here where people want to improve their English. But yeah, it's not terribly exciting. I can't think of anything outstanding. So, all right, somewhat like Almería Mar, but I may well never come back. Look, there's the music school over there, the English Academy, physio-aesthetics, saw people jogging around this morning. So there's a beach that away, there's another one that away, both public beaches. There aren't those huge hotels or five-star hotels. So people who come here, they usually rent flats. So, you know, people from Ireland have moved out here to retire and things like that. Did I hear some Romanian, some Russian spoken today? So that is actually not that cosmopolitan, considering it's the coast of Andalusia. But, you know, the mountains rise quite drastically, just a little bit inland. Okay, so that's a little bit from Almería Mar. It feels very, very safe around here. The streets are very limpid, I think you'll see. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Adios.